Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. Now, if you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com, and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
Today's Health Talk is on reducing your risk of disease, the top 10 lifestyle strategies. Lifestyle choices profoundly influence health. Here are 10 tips for boosting your resistance to disease. Number 1. Move your body regularly. Regular exercise, which can be as simple as walking for 30 minutes a day, has been shown to reduce the risk of every major chronic degenerative disease by at least 40%. Number 2 is breathe properly. This means in through your nose and then out through your nose. Breathing through the mouth is associated with increased stress and is part of the fight or flight response that releases the stress hormones cortisol and epinephrine. Breathing deeply through the nose expands the lower rib cage and stimulates the vagus nerve, the main nerve of the parasympathetic nervous system, activating a rest and restore response. Number 3 is get enough sleep. Most people require at least 8 hours a night, while some need more. Albert Einstein, for example, reportedly needed at least 10 hours a night. Sleep is, bar none, the most effective way for the body to metabolize excess stress hormones that would otherwise result in cellular inflammation, which is the root cause of all chronic degenerative diseases, including high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, arthritis, and diabetes. Number 4, get outside and get some sun. Natural light is a nutrient, and the body requires it to produce adequate amounts of serotonin in the brain, which elevates your mood. Natural light helps prevent seasonal affective disorder, and few people around the world have optimal levels of vitamin D, which are boosted through regular sun exposure. In the winter, when you don't have a lot of exposure to sunlight, try eating salmon, eggs, and milk, which are rich dietary sources of vitamin D. Number 5. Regularly confide in at least one good friend. Studies have shown that having at least one friend in whom you can confide adds about 10 years to your life. Number 6 is express gratitude. Find at least 5 things to appreciate every single day and write them down. Studies have shown that appreciation significantly decreases stress levels. It also makes us happier, and happiness is an optimal biologic state in which all functions, including eyesight and hearing, work better. Number 7, cultivate mindfulness. How you think about something has profound physical effects. A Harvard professor of psychology has done astounding research showing that the way in which we create meaning in our minds has a huge effect on our physical bodies. Number 8, stay hydrated. Drink a couple of glasses of warm water when you wake up and aim to drink 12 glasses throughout the day, including before bedtime. We often mistake thirst for hunger and overeat as a result of that. Sipping water at room temperature or warmer throughout the day will significantly decrease overeating. Number 9, cut way back on sugar. Excess sugar, not fat, is what has led to the obesity epidemic worldwide. Excess dietary sugar is associated with chronic degenerative disease because it enhances cellular inflammation. Number 10, stop smoking. Statistically speaking, smokers die on average 14 years sooner than non-smokers. And this is your minute to be fit. 3 square meals is a thing of the past. Today, the recommendation is to eat 3 balanced meals based on the MyPlate and 1 to 3 snacks daily. To get the most nutritional value, proper planning of quick and easy snacks is key. So why snack? Snacks are mini meals that help prevent hunger, especially if there's a gap of 4 to 5 hours between meals. They should contain roughly 150 to 200 calories for the average adult and provide essential nutrients. The MyPlate guidelines recommend that fruits and vegetables make up one half of your plate. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2009, an estimated 32.5% of adults consumed fruit 2 or more times a day, and 26.3% consumed vegetables 3 or more times per day. With many Americans falling short on their fruit and vegetable requirements, snacks are the perfect way to fit them in. Satisfying snacks balance fiber, lean protein, and some healthy fat. Fiber helps slow absorption, and protein and fiber can take longer than other nutrients to digest, which makes you feel fuller longer and curbs your hunger. Get fiber from fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, protein from eggs, peanut butter, and non-fat and low-fat dairy, and healthy fats from nuts, seeds, and unsaturated oils. Many people believe that eating after a certain hour will cause them to gain weight, but there's no significant evidence to suggest that's true. It comes down to calories ingested throughout the day. Keeping each meal to about 500 to 600 calories allows for 1 or 2 snacks. And if you eat an early dinner, you may need an evening snack to help fuel your body until bedtime. Planning out what you will eat can help prevent a last-minute run to the vending machine. Here are some snack ideas if you need a pick-me-up. Whole grain cereal and milk. Top 3/4 cup of cereal, which is about 150 calories, with 3/4 cup of low-fat or non-fat milk. Look for cereal with at least 5 grams of fiber per serving. Sliced veggies with hummus. Dip 1.5 cups of vegetables such as sliced carrots, celery, bell peppers, broccoli, or cucumbers in 1/4 cup of hummus. The combination of healthy fat and protein from the hummus, along with fiber from both the hummus and the veggies, will help keep you satisfied. Whole grain bread and peanut butter. Top fiber-filled whole wheat or rye bread with 1 tablespoon of natural peanut butter. Avoid reduced-fat peanut butter because it has more sugar than the full-fat version. Homemade trail mix. Combine 2 tablespoons of nuts, such as almonds or cashews, 2 tablespoons of dried fruit like raisins or apricots, and 10 mini pretzels for an added crunch. Package bags of trail mix for an easy grab-and-go snack. Whole grain crackers and cheddar cheese. Top whole grain crackers with 1 ounce of light cheddar cheese. Check the nutrition facts for the appropriate serving size of crackers. Chocolate milk. Satisfy your sweet tooth with a glass of homemade chocolate milk. Combine 1 cup of low-fat or non-fat milk with 1 tablespoon of chocolate syrup. Chips and salsa. Satisfy a craving for salt with 1 ounce of baked tortilla chips, which is about 14 chips, dipped in 1/2 cup of salsa. Vegetable soup. A bowl of vegetable soup is a simple and delicious way to get in more vegetables. Greek yogurt topped with blueberries. Greek yogurt contains more protein per ounce than traditional yogurt. Top 6 ounces of non-fat Greek yogurt with 1 cup of fresh or thawed frozen unsweetened blueberries. Hard-boiled egg on a whole wheat pita. Stuff a small 4-inch whole wheat pita with 1 teaspoon of butter or whipped cream cheese and a sliced hard-boiled egg. To save time, boil several eggs for the week. Fruit smoothies. Smoothies are an easy way to get in your fruits and perfect for both adults and kids. To keep calories in check, be sure that the servings are about 6 to 8 fluid ounces. And in talking about fruit smoothies, our recipe for this week is Mama's Berry Smoothie. This recipe makes 4 servings, and these are about 6 fluid ounces each. Ingredients: 1.5 medium bananas, peeled and frozen, 1/2 cup of frozen raspberries, 1/2 cup of frozen blueberries, 1 cup of fresh, whole strawberries, 1/2 cup of non-fat milk, 1/2 cup of non-fat Greek yogurt, and 2 tablespoons of honey. Place all of the ingredients in a blender and blend until smooth. Again, this recipe makes 4 servings, and each serving provides 116 calories, 0 grams of fat, 27 grams of carbohydrate, 3 grams of protein, 0 milligrams of cholesterol, 23 milligrams of sodium, and 3 grams of fiber. To find this recipe on our website, please visit www.jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.